John, is that a sense of relief, finally getting that home win?
Yeah, definitely. It was a bit of a weight off our shoulders, to be honest with you. It's been a long time coming, I suppose, and well documented. One win in 13, although the last win was the Marine game. So, it was much needed. Not going to lie, a bit of a relief. Always a result of we was all confident of getting. It was something that myself, Matt and the staff had spoke about. We've had a good week this week in training, and we was really upbeat about getting 3 points on Saturday, which we did.
And first clean sheet at the Grove since that Whitby game back in October. That must be pleasing for you.
Yeah, I mean, that's... it's quite bizarre, really, because, I mean, if you look over my records as a manager, I'm absolutely clean sheet mad, and I do pride myself on defensive areas, and that's been very disappointing, I can't lie. It's very pleasing to get a clean sheet. It's a difficult league, and there's some good players and some good strikers, which, makes it even more difficult. But, the clean sheet was very pleasing.
How's Daniel Sweeney? Because he seemed to limp off at half-time. Is everything OK there?
Yeah, Dan Sweeney's fine. He had a little bit of a knock on Thursday night, nothing serious. And, 50%, yesterday the substitution was 50% precautionary and 50% tactical, to be honest with you. We wanted to get Ash Parsons Smith on, a bit more additional pace, we thought, and I think he made a good contribution, to be honest.
And is that a genius substitution? Bringing on Tyree Clark, his first touch, and he scores.
Well, you'd like to think so, wouldn't you? But it was a change that both me and Matt Clark here, we spoke about, just in the timing, right, really, and sometimes they go for you and sometimes they don't. One thing that's always said to an attacking substitute, you say go on the pitch and make a difference. And I think Tyree and Ash Parsons-Smith, I think they both did make a difference, to be honest.
Also, the two penalty decisions, one was given, one not. What was your thoughts on those?
I mean, I'm really interested to see, the video. I thought the first one, the one in the first half, was an absolute stonewall. I can't, the referee, he had good sight of it, and I just thought he was really easy to give, and I'm looking down on your look, and I turn to Clarkie and rightly or wrongly and say, you're top of the table, you get that decision, and the guy gets a red card, and you're off and running, and when you're down the other side of the table, you don't get that. But I did think it was a stonewall, and then the second penalty, I thought he gave that one because he didn't give the first. I thought the second penalty looked a bit more clumsy rather than a nailed-on penalty, but, we'll take it. I do think that the referee gave us that to make up for his error, not giving the first one, if I'm completely honest.
And Jean-Michel Guy, he wasn't involved in the squad on Saturday. Can you tell us more on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure if it's publicly out there, if you like, but Jean-Michel, he will be joining in Sutton. They put 7 days in for John Michelle early last week, and after conversations on Thursday night, I think it was, he's decided to join them. We're all disappointed and feeling a little bit let down, to be honest with you. We got John Michelle back at the club when he was a little bit down on his luck. He wasn't enjoying his football, wasn't playing very much, and we was pleased to bring him back to the Grove, and he's a popular figure in between the lads, and that was something I said to him, before he'd made his decision, how much the lads respected him and liked him. And it was a bit strange, to be honest with you. The only thing I can maybe a telling factor, he lives in Solihull. He catches two buses to Al Zoin every week, which is difficult, and the line of work he's in now one week he trains and one week he doesn't. And if that one week he doesn't train involves a match, inevitably he misses a match as well. So it's not great. But it did come out of the blue. And so, I mean, one thing about Michelle, he's a very respectful lad, and fantastic morals, and we're disappointed, but we still wish him well. You know what I mean? So, and we just move on pretty quick.
Thanks, John. Thanks for your time.
No problem, Dan. Cheers, mate.